this was the sort of England into which the famous Robin Hood was born. We know very little about him, except that the king had declared him an outlaw, so that any man might kill him and never be punished for it. But outlaw or not, the poor people loved Robin Hood, and looked on him as their friend. Many a gay young fellow came to join him, and led a merry life in Sherwood Forest, with moss and fern for bed, and for meat the deer that belonged to the king. Peasants of all sorts, tillers of the land, yeomen, and knights went on their ways freely, for Robin did them no harm. But rich men with money bags well filled trembled as they drew near to Sherwood Forest. Who knew whether behind every tree there did not lurk Robin Hood or some of his men? 2. One day Robin, walking alone in the wood, reached a river which was spanned by a bridge so narrow that only one man could pass. In the middle stood a stranger, and Robin commanded him to go back and let him cross. "I am no man of yours," was all the answer he got. In anger, Robin drew his bow and fitted an arrow to it. "Would you shoot a man who has no weapon but a staff?" asked the stranger, and with shame Robin laid down his bow and unbuckled an oaken stick at his side. "We will fight till one of us falls into the water," he said. And fight they did, till the stranger planted a blow so well that Robin rolled into the river. "You are a brave soul," said Robin, when he had waded to land, and he blew a blast with his horn, which brought 50 good fellows, clothed in green, to the little bridge. "Have you fallen into the river, that your clothes are wet?" asked one, and Robin made answer, "No, but this stranger got the better of me, and tumbled me into the stream." At this, the foresters seized the stranger and would have ducked him had not their leader commanded them to stop and begged the stranger to stay and become one of their band. "Here is my hand," replied the stranger, "and my heart with it. My name, if you would know it, is John Little.